the WDW News Today podcast, Disneyland News Today podcast, and the Disney Pincast are made possible every week by listeners like you and the following fantastic sponsors. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next Disney vacation even more magical. You can book a trip today to the Walt Disney World Resort, the Disneyland Resort, or the Disney Cruise Line, all at great discount rates by choosing Magical Travel. At Magical Travel, they plan your Disney vacation as if it were their own. So visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
I'm not sponging for rum. It be gold I'm after.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-hey.
There's no turning back now.
Like a grand and miraculous spaceship, our planet has sailed through the universe of time.
Put up 2, 5, and 7.
Gorgeous, yeah!
Look at the guy in the goofy mask.
That's not a mask.
Sorry, lady.
I'm sure to do better next time. It was my first flight, and I'm still getting used to my programming.
You made it. I knew you would.
Hi, hello, and welcome. Welcome to our show.
Welcome to the WDW News Today podcast, bridging the gap between you and the Walt Disney World Resort. Please welcome your host, Tom Corliss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the WDWNT podcast. This is going to be episode number 64 for October 19th, 2008. And to kick off this week's program, we'll have another great Walt Disney World-based discussion that you voted for. And in this week's opinionated roundtable, we'll be discussing the best places to shop around the entire resort, from the 4 theme parks to the multiple hotels. And while the discussion gets a bit crazy at some times, we hope you can obtain some useful information from it. Following that, we'll have another great edition of Town Square Talk with Mayor Justin Heyman. And in this week's trip down Main Street WDWNT, we'll be talking about some new videos coming to the WDWNTube site, which of course is the largest collection of Disney park videos on the internet, and make some very important announcements about the future of our family of websites. All this and much, much more Walt Disney World information and fun awaits for you on this Shop Till You Drop edition of the WDW News Today podcast.
Make new memories with friends. It's time.
It's now time for this week's discussion segment that you voted for on the WDW News Today community forums, and you chose best places to shop at the Walt Disney World Resort. And joining me, a plethora of guests. First up, from Disneyland News Today, Luke Manning.
Hey there, Tom.
Lee Scott.
Hi.
And Kyle Duffield.
Hello.
From right here at WDW News Today, the mayor, Justin Heyman.
How's it going?
Jose Castillo.
Que pasa?
From the fabulous magical travel, Kelly Russo.
Hi.
And finally from WDW Celebrations, Jason Diffendahl.
Hey, howdy, hey.
All right, so basically what we're going to do here after we played around with the format of the segment a few times, trying to find something that works, what we're going to do is pretty much go in a roundtable discussion format. What your favorite store at the four parks, the Disney Resort, hotels, and Downtown Disney is. So we'll pretty much go in that order. So we'll start at Magic Kingdom. So starting with Luke. Luke, what is your favorite store at the Magic Kingdom Park?
I'm first this time. How awesome. I'm going to have to say the Emporium, just because I don't think there's all that many good stores at the Magic Kingdom. The Emporium's definitely the place where you can get everything you want. So yeah, the Emporium definitely for Magic Kingdom. Over at Epcot.
I didn't. Oh my god.
My god.
Oh my god.
Magic Kingdom. Thank you, Luke. Mayor Justin Heyman.
I'll have to say Mickey's Star Traders, and that's some of the older merchandise that they used to carry, Alien Encounter type stuff and things of that nature. What?
They don't sell that stuff.
Justin says they do, Tom. Next.
What?
They don't sell that kind of stuff in there.
They used to sell that kind of stuff in there.
They used to.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you said they sell kind of older merch.
Oh, for the things that they used to sell. Oh,
that's like saying I like Stitch because it used to be Alien Encounter.
If that was the case, there'd be a much longer line there.
Stitch is
awful.
Thank you.
I think that hasn't been said already.
Nope.
All right, let's... Let's move on to Lee Scott.
I like Mission Space because he
can see
horizons.
Oh my god.
Lee Scott, your favorite Magic Kingdom store.
My favorite is the Judge's Tent. It's just been a personal favorite of mine since I was a kid.
Any reason?
Because it's huge.
That's good enough. Kelly Russo, favorite Magic Kingdom store.
I like the Ye Old Christmas Shop in Liberty Square.
Which sells Christmas stuff all year round.
It does, but they also do the stuff you can leave the ornaments and they'll like personalize them for you. And
they'll also do like pens and stuff like that.
Yeah,
as well.
It's a cute little store. I like it.
You could actually bring like outside merchandise. Some of the
it's
stuff.
Not as it's not as overwhelming as the one at Downtown Disney, which to me is just so big. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it is very big. I do like the old Christmas shop a little better. Kyle Duffield.
I'm going to say the Emporium because you can pretty much get anything you want there, and it's huge. So I can spend over an hour in there and still find something that I haven't seen before.
Jose Castillo.
I'm actually going to have to say the Briar Patch. At a Splash Mountain.
At what store?
The Briar Patch. No, he did not say Briar Patch in this second attempt at our recording.
Briar Patch at Splash Mountain. Why? Well, I love Splash Mountain, first. And then they also have some awesome Splash Mountain shirts.
Loves Briars, like ice cream. So
that's also good ice cream. I mean, I could just go to Fountain View, but that's a different stuff. No, that's Eddie's.
Anyways. It's called Eenies! Eenies! See, I told you he'd mess up.
Oh my god.
I told Eddie's. You he'd mess up. My lord. Eddie's ice cream.
And that's Eenies. Why I like the Briar Patch. Moving on.
He didn't say Briar Patch, but he said Eddie's ice cream. I don't know how he somehow connected that, but he found a way to mispronounce something in that statement. Jason Diffendahl.
I'm going to have to go with the Frontier Trading.
What on earth is going on?
Jason, go ahead.
I'm going to have to go with the Frontier Land Trading Post. That's a pretty good pin store. You could sometimes find pins back there when they're sold out at most of the other places. So
yeah,
that's a pretty nice shop. Plus, the air conditioning is very good in there.
Yep. I'm personally going to have to go with the Emporium. Just everything. If there's new merchandise out, which a great example is this past trip, they had the new Four Parks One World merchandise there first. So the Emporium tends to get things early, and they have a fantastic selection of everything. And best place to shop at Magic Kingdom, hands down. All right, now Luke, we're gonna move over to Epcot. So go ahead.
Oh yeah, I love Epcot. Epcot's the best park ever.
It is.
I think it used to be called Epcot Center.
I hate you all.
I'm sorry, guys.
Oh my god.
You can get some Eddie's ice cream.
Eddie's ice cream. Eddie's right ice across cream from the Centaurium.
And speaking of the Centaurium, Mouse Gear would be my favorite store at Epcot, although I did prefer it when it was the Centaurium, as it had a little better feeling to it, and I really loved the sign they had out for that restaurant. Or restaurant.
I go shopping at the restaurant. How much is this plate? I swear my food was on this.
I got any help.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're still listening to this, I commend you.
If you have the Enhanced Podcast, just press the fast forward button to get to the next
segment. Skip to the next chapter. Justin Heyman, favorite store at Epcot.
I have to unfortunately agree with Luke. Mouse Gear is probably the definitive Epcot shopping location, and as an Epcot fan, it's my favorite Epcot store.
Lee Scott.
Mine is the UK store, because it has all the Beatles merchandise and soccer merchandise.
And that, of course, would actually be a combination of stores that are connected.
Yes.
You have a couple of favorite stores.
Yes, and the tea store as well, because I like my tea.
Yes. Kelly Russo.
I like the World Traveler store, which is in the International Gateway heading to the Epcot Resorts. They always seem to have a nice selection of t-shirts and sweatshirts and little tchotchke-type things.
Tchotchke.
And there's... Well, there is, and there's never anybody in there. So you can, like, actually shop in peace.
Yeah, it's also a good place to buy something to drink.
Yeah.
They do sell soda as well as some great merchandise. Kyle Duffield.
Well, I love Mouse Gears. You know, there's a lot there, but the old
Mouse
Canadian...
Gear! It's not Gears! It's
whatever,
gear.
Shut up!
Yeah, tell
like
shut
bacon.
It up, people.
Bacon. Not bacons, it's bacon.
Oh my god.
No, that's Chachi.
Chachi? Joni loves Chachi? What on earth?
Sorry.
Oh, no, that... funny. He just said Joni.
No, Joni loves Chachi. Chachki is something completely different.
Where did this conversation come from?
Moving on to
chat box.
Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry.
And it's funny I said A because Kyle's here. He's Canadian. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm going to call Kyle.
He says, Giddy as a little girl.
Harry Potter?
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah, keep going.
You know, mind to Hermione in the background.
What happens when you record at midnight?
My
it
god, this
every week.
This discussion
you think we would
has
learn.
Derailed. This derailed faster than that Space Mountain car at Disneyland in 2003.
Oh, god.
They have shelves in the store.
Yes, I'd like to buy a
How
shelf.
Is that possible that they have shelves in the store?
This is the nicest shelves in all of property.
The oysters that you can grab the pearl from. I think I have a pearl that I gave to my mother somewhere that I got from there.
You stole it from her?
No, I forget it. But that's an awesome store after you have lunch or dinner at Japan upstairs.
Ooh, Tapanito's really good.
Before it was refurbished. go ahead.
Orbs.
Oh,
I like it now better.
Better now.
Yes, it is.
Jason Diffendahl.
Although it's been said a couple of times already, I'm going to have to go with Mouse Gear. It is the quintessential Epcot shop, and that's probably my favorite shop across all of property. So, you know, from a big Epcot fan, they've got what I'm looking for.
You stole my answer. I was going to say Mouse Gear, and I was going to say, in my book, hands down, the absolute best store in the entire Walt Disney World Resort. And as I say to a lot of people, if you can't find it anywhere else, even World of Disney, look in Mouse Gear. They have a phenomenal collection of clothing. Of course, they have all the Epcot shirts, which are great, especially when you're looking for those retro ones that have been very popular. And just overall, great selection of anything and everything. Great store from top to bottom. All right, let's move over to Disney's Hollywood Studios. Luke Manning.
Alrighty, over at Disney's Hollywood Studios, I've picked something, but my iPod is not loading. There we go, I picked...
What does your iPod have to do with
it? But you decided to list the stores in your iPod.
That was a genius move, let me say.
I'm glad our entire audience can now be aware of the incompetence that is Luke Manning.
Well, obviously you can't do a podcast. Right, this is surprising you can't operate the iPod.
He can't operate what goes on the device or what is the device.
Oh my god.
What a shame. Superco Lounge.
I can't even hear him.
You disappeared.
Luke, come out of the background.
I picked
Superco Lounge. We can't hear you.
He obviously cannot operate his microphone either.
Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Manning.
In the meantime, we'll move on to Justin Heyman.
I'll say any of the stores going down Sunset Boulevard. I really like the kind of atmosphere in those stores. And up until recently, they usually had some decent merchandise, although I hear that's changing.
It's very sad because Once Upon a Time was pretty much the only place in that park you could pick up home goods, like I don't even know what to explain it with, but cookie jars and all that kind of home decor. And
yeah,
those were kind of unique stores, and the fact that the three of them closed, kind of sad.
Yeah, exactly. And I just kind of like the atmosphere in that portion of the park. So if I have to kind of stroll through stores, that's the area I choose.
Lee Scott,
can you hear me now?
Oh my!
We have a Ryzen commercial.
Hey, if the DPN is sponsored by Saturn, I think we could handle Verizon. Go ahead, Luke.
All right, come to me now.
Oh, my God. All
right, for me, I'm going to have to...
A little too loud there.
Take the microphone out of your nose.
I'm going to have to...
Here is Robo Luke Manning with his choice.
I'm going to have to say Sid Kalanga's Pine Shop. I love the movie posters and memorabilia there. I don't so much buy the stuff as just browse and think of how I can get the money to buy it.
I'll be robbing old ladies in Anaheim. Lee Scott, your favorite store at the studios?
I have to say, the Toy Story Mania store right across from the Great New Ride, Toy Story Mania. It has a lot of detail on it. Top is a battleship board game kind of thing. It's really cool.
Take aim and shop. Kelly Russo.
I like the Tatooine Traders. That's my actually favorite store, I think, in all of Disney World. They have wicked awesome Star Wars toys. Cool t-shirts, costumes, like all the cool Star Wars stuff you'd ever want.
Yep. Kyle Duffield.
I will agree with Kelly. I love Tatooine Traders. It's awesome. But that may change when I go down there in December and check out Toy Story Mania, because I haven't seen it yet since it opened, so...
Yes, and if you're like me, I went on the attraction once and proceeded to buy every piece of merchandise with the name on it. But that's just me. Jose Castillo.
I love the Toy Story Mania store. The Toy
it's
Story
so
department
tiny,
store.
But it's, everyone loves it.
Yeah, it has awesome shirts and merchandise. And
that ham stuffed animal is wicked cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with the attraction.
Stuffed an animal with ham?
Oh my god.
Well, I think that's
what
that was awesome,
brings
Jason.
In his lunchbox to Disneyland.
Next to a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. No, but they also sell the spring action shooter there, which Tom has a couple of.
Wait a minute.
Give us a moment while we find it.
It's on the desk.
There it is. There it
that is.
That
is so annoying.
now we're going to hear that for the rest of the session. But yeah, that has to be my favorite store, and the theme is actually, it goes very well that it all blends in, and it's awesome. Very nice. Much better than Disney California Adventures version.
You butchered the name of that park. Anyway.
Disney's California Adventure. I didn't.
I'm going to have to go with the animation gallery in Hollywood Studios. Well, whatever they call it.
It's the animation gallery, but it's also one of the many Art of Disney locations on property.
I mean, they've got some nice stuff in there. I think that's the kind of store that I think of when I think of shops at the studios. And so a lot of the other shops are just kind of mediocre in my mind.
I agree with you that the merchandise in a lot of the other shops is mediocre. I think the theming of all the stores, though, in that park are fantastic, and including especially the Muppet store. But I'm going to have to agree with you, Jason. Again, you stole my answer. The Art of Disney Animation Gallery at Hollywood Studios. That one and the Epcot location are by far the two best Art of Disney stores on property. One of the better ones as well was Cinderella Castle, but of course that one closed. Again, just some really, really great merchandise in there, and I'm a huge Art of Disney, I guess you could say, buyer. So that's personally my favorite of the studios. Next, we'll move over to Disney's Animal Kingdom, Luke.
Oh my god!
Justin Heyman. Justin Heyman, favorite store at Animal Kingdom.
At Animal Kingdom, probably have to be the stores over in Africa called, I believe, Mombosa Marketplace. They have some kind of interesting merchandise there that you don't really see in too many other places. So, you know, while I may not purchase a lot of it, it's kind of fun to take a look at what they have there.
Lee Scott.
I have to say the Expedition Everest shop.
It has a name.
Zirkazong Bazaar.
Circus on Bazaar. Again, another great ride with another great and detailed shop to go along with it.
And I don't think any other ride gets as many new shirts monthly as that store.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It has a lot of great stuff in there.
I have seen at least 50 different Everest shirts since the attraction opened a little over 2 years ago. I probably have about 20 of them. Anyway. Kelly Russo.
I agree with Justin. I like the Mombasa Marketplace because they have all those like hand-carved statues of the animals, and they have a really good selection of adult T-shirts all about Animal Kingdom.
Kyle Duffield.
I also like the Expedition Everest shop. I'm not going to call it because I'll just end up butchering it.
It's a cigar.
The Aboot Resort.
You'll end up butchering it.
My lord.
Seriously, though, I do love that shop, and I absolutely love the attraction, and the shop is just amazing. It's just, it's one of the best places at Animal Kingdom, in my opinion.
Whole attraction.
I actually like the Dino Institute gift shop, only because I'm a big dinosaur fan, and they actually sell some great merchandise, as in books and shirts and all that there. And I've actually bought a couple of things there, and I personally think this is one of the best, stores there, for this type of merchandise. I mean, you can't find this anywhere else in the resort.
Jason Diffendahl.
I'm going to go with Beastly Bazaar. I think they've got a great selection of clothing in there that's not, all Animal Kingdom logo type merchandise. It's some really nice animals and natural setting type of things. So they've got, I like the merchandise that they have in there, and it's not Disney World logo stuff. It's all kinds of other really neat stuff.
Yes, I agree with you, Beastly Bazaar, but I think that's probably a tie with me with Island Mercantile. I think between Beastly Bazaar and Island Mercantile, you could find about anything you could expect to get merchandise-wise out of that park. And, of course, also there's that Art of Disney store located right across from Island Mercantile, which is also very nice. Luke Manning, let's try this one more time. Animal Kingdom.
Okay, good. Can you hear me now?
Oh, my God.
Very loud. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right, so my favorite store at Disney's Animal Kingdom would have to be outside of the park. And that would be the Rainforest Cafe store. I just really love the Rainforest Cafe. Even though it's not really Disney, I do love the restaurant and the
Luke,
store.
Are you a Tracy tree hugger?
No, that thing used to scare me when I was little.
That's the only girl that'll hug him.
That's the only park with two trees that have faces. All right, now let's talk about your favorite shops at the resorts. Luke Manning.
I'm gonna be so sorry.
Oh, we can't hear you again. So, Justin.
One of my favorite resorts is the Caribbean Beach Resort. So, I'd say their gift shop there. Just because I like the resort, I like the gift shop as well.
Lee Scott.
Resorts. I would have to say the Polynesian Resort. Shop. I think it's really well done.
Boutique.
The Boutique. Also has a great name and has a lot of island decor.
Yes, probably the best themed shop on property, maybe. Kelly Russo.
I think the best stores are at the Grand Floridian. I particularly like the Basin White store, which is actually a step above the regular Basin store at Downtown Disney. They have a higher level of products, and it's a really great store. I have to say, I know we said we're going to pick one, but I really like the Mouse Mercantile and the Sandy Cove there. They have a really nice selection of special Grand Floridian themed, you know, clothing or pops,
snow
stuff
globe,
like that. Yeah,
stone.
The snow globe, the frames. They have really nice stuff there if you like the Grand Floridian.
I bought all that stuff in one trip, so I don't have to go in Sandy Cove anymore.
Yeah, they have great stuff.
Kelly, what if you they think get the best everything is at the Grand Californian?
California.
Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Tom, what if they get something new and you won't know it because you don't go in there?
I have to go in there to buy soda though when I stay there. So.
You wouldn't if you stayed concierge.
Excuse me, I can only afford the $600 a night. Kyle Duffield.
I'm not really huge on shopping at the resorts, but I will say I do like Coronado Springs.
Yeah. Oh, Ponchitos.
Yeah, yeah.
That He's whole resort, one of the just... three Caballeros.
Oh, my God.
I'm never saying that again. You'll never be able to prove that I said that.
Episode 55 of the WDW News Today podcast.
Double it now.
I never heard it, sorry.
We'll get a clip and replay it. That's fine.
Sorry, we don't expect other people to listen to this show. Never mind the people who record it. Jose Castillo.
All right. Actually, one of my favorite shops is located at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I could not find the name of that shop because it probably doesn't even have one.
It's called the Zawadi Marketplace.
The Boma Boutique.
That was Zawadi Marketplace, yeah. I believe.
Whatever it may be called, they sell some awesome stuff there. While I've never actually stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, I have gone there at this, when I've gone to go to Boma. I got a chance to go to the shop, and they have some great merchandise there. You know, even from some books to shirts and et cetera, et cetera. Very good shop. Very nice. Very nice themed.
Jason Diffendahl.
This is a tough one, but I think I'm going to go with BVG in the Contemporary Resort. I kind of like the store. It's spread out. It's very open and bright because it's in the Grand Canyon Concourse there. And I particularly like the glass triangular ceiling where you can look up to the rooms above.
Yes, that's a great shop. I'm in the same boat as Jason here in that I like a lot of the stores at the resorts. Boutique was already mentioned. That's a great store. BVG is a fantastic store. Also at the Contemporary, my personal favorite, Fantasia. Even though it's moved out into the center there, it's a really well-done little shop. And they sell a good selection of pins. There's a lot of pins at the Contemporary you can't get anywhere else. Whatever's left over from the pin trading nights there. They have a good selection of shirts. Again, also, M.L.'s Mercantile at the Grand Floridian is spectacular, and Panchito's is a really, really great store at Coronado. Luke Manning, can you answer this question now?
I hope so. I would have to say the Pop Century store. They have some really nice merchandise there, and I really love... Yeah, everything pop. And I just really love the nice sort of retro style of Pop Century. I really enjoy that resort. It's, in my personal opinion, much better than all of the All-Stars.
Now, which store? The Classic Years or the Legendary?
Well, seeing as he took out a rowboat across the lake and went to the condemned Classic Years, or Legendary Years, whatever they were. Alright, so let's move on to our final topic. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is finally coming to an end. Downtown Disney favorite store.
Oh my god.
Let's start with Luke.
I'm going to sort of general store like I did with the Emporium and Mouse Gear, and I'm going to have to say World of Disney. I mean, dude, you can get everything there. Anything you want, you can
get. That's what they want you to
much.
Believe, but you
I'm
really
I'm
going to
go off on a rant about that when it's my turn. But...
But, don't say Alfredo's.
There's nothing to do with Alfredo. Leave Alfredo's at it.
Or cheese quesadillas at Pizza Fari.
Those are gums. Or the filet mignon. Brown Derby, but go ahead.
I really love the decor in there and the all of the stuff in the ceilings and just how huge the place feels. I think that's great. And I just want to give a quick honorable mention to a store that is not actually on resort property. It's the Character Warehouses that you can find.
Oh my
and that's
god.
Definitely the best place to get merchandise because it's the cheapest.
Oh my god.
Well, Luke, actually, that's a pretty good point on Luke's part, even though it's not Downtown Disney.
It is a Disney-owned store.
They are Disney-owned stores, indeed, and you could often find even discontinued merchandise at discount prices, and you will find good stuff there, even, you know, even stuff that sold pretty well. If they got a few left, they go in there. So.
Usually small-sized t-shirts.
I've picked up a lot of shirts in larger sizes in those stores, too, so there's some good stuff to be found in those characters.
It's always hit or miss. That's the thing. You just gotta try your luck.
It's feast or famine. You either find a lot of stuff or you go in there and come out with nothing.
Don't believe it's actually owned by Disney. I think it's owned by an outside company.
No, they're Disney operated.
Character Premier, which is in the Premium Outlets, Orlando Premium Outlets, and there's also one in the Prime Outlets. Up at the top of International Drive are both owned by Disney.
Don't they?
They did, but that's not anymore. Not since they redid that out. That was the Bell's Outlets, which they tore down and now turned into the Prime Outlets.
Yeah.
And now there's only one. It's actually very new. It's very new.
They never tore it down. They just...
Well, it's very different now.
Everything modeled, yeah.
But yeah, those two are owned by Disney. And now there is a character store... in the Lake Buena Vista Factory Shops, I think it's called, which is down on 535. And that one's not owned by Disney, but it has very different merchandise than what you find in the two Character Premier stores, which are owned by Disney. So those two, the one in the Orlando Premium Outlets and the one in the Prime Outlets, both are very, very similar in terms of what they have to offer at any given time.
Yes. Mayor Justin Heyman.
For twice in one segment, I have to agree with Luke, but I have a very specific reason. World of Disney, and it's mostly because I can find some pretty decent books about the resort in that store from time to time. Not always, but usually.
Mouse Gear has a good selection of books.
Too. Yeah, Mouse Gear does too, and occasionally they'll pop up in some random stores too. I've seen them in Art of Disney.
And Main Street's very funny with the books because they either put them out in the Emporium or they put them out over at the cinema, the Main Street Cinema. So.
Yeah. They randomly you'll see books in odd places too sometimes, but you can usually find them in Art of Disney, and hopefully it's something I haven't read and I enjoy books about the resort in general. So World of Disney, it is.
I think you've given me a great opportunity to talk about something I've wanted to talk about for a few weeks, a new book that came out called Walt Disney World Then, Now, and Forever. And it is a fantastic hardcover book. It has a lot of the older, now deceased attractions, a lot of history about the resort, and exactly what you're talking about. They had a bunch of them at Mouse Gear when I first got down there about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were sold out by the end of the trip. Fantastic book, so be sure to pick that one up if you see it. It's a must buy.
Be my next purchase.
Yeah, I think so. Lee Scott.
There's a lot of great shops at Downtown Disney, in my opinion. I would have to pick out of all of them the Virgin Megastore. It depends on what you're going to Downtown Disney for, but if you're a local, it's a great place to get books, movies. They also have some weird stuff in t-shirts and accessories that I haven't found anywhere else. It is a little bit overpriced, but it's a really cool store to go into.
But the Virgin Megastore, I could tell you, New York City is more overpriced, so it's not that bad there. Kelly Russo.
I like Team Mickey.
Yeah.
They have lots of cool, like, ESPN stuff, and you can get all the Red Sox and Celtics and Patriots merchandise you would want there as well.
And I have to say that new Rawlings Making the Game.
Yeah.
The personalized bats, gloves, balls, they do a fantastic job there. I actually was able to get a last season Yankee Stadium ball personalized for my father there, and they did a really, really great job with that. So that's a fantastic addition to that store.
It was a huge line for that bat thing when I was there in August. Like,
yeah, luckily I caught it on it. He said, I can't believe you just picked up and did this, because usually we have a line.
They had a huge line of kids with bats and gloves and trying to get stuff personalized. And actually, a lot of people were asking if they had any plans to add anything similar over at the ESPN Cafe and store over on the boardwalk. And the guy said no.
Well, I think Rawlings will probably change their mind after they looked at the numbers. But that little location's pulling in, and it does some fantastic business.
Yeah, it's a cute store, and they have a lot of cute little stuff. And they have stuff for kids, too, not just adults. They have an enormous selection of hats.
And they actually have Miami Dolphins merchandise, which makes me very happy.
Just sickening, but okay.
I'm sorry, do they have Tom Brady shirts with casts on them? I
don't know. Oh my god.
Kyle Duffy.
I'm going to go with the World of Disney, because, like Justin said earlier about the books, that's where I got my Holy Grail of books, The Haunted Mansion, from Magic Kingdom to the movies. If anyone knows me, I'm a huge Haunted Mansion fan, and
you know, you could buy that on Amazon.
Yeah, well, whatever. But
yeah, whatever.
At $30 less.
Whatever. Anyways, yeah, World of Disney, I just...
Look, your jokes might be funnier if you had a microphone that we could understand you.
Okay. Flume. Jose Castillo.
Well, hello, everybody. My favorite store at the Downtown Disney area is actually the Art of Disney store.
You stole my answer.
I know. I actually own a couple of the paintings and portraits and art and photos that they have from there that hang around my house and my room. I got to say
the
that...
stuff you have probably doesn't sell there anymore, because if you realize, like me, stuff fluctuates out of those Art of Disney stores very regularly.
Which is good. I mean, now we have some rare pieces. What's it called? No, definitely. I mean, even if you just go in there and not buy anything, just to look around and see all this amazing work that these people do, makes me feel like I've wasted my whole life and done nothing.
Go to the Art of Disney store and feel like garbage.
Like, I mean, it's just incredible. You know, you look at, you think, oh, these cameras that we have are so amazing, but then you see this, oh man. Anyways, if you want to spend a couple of $1,000...
Sell cameras in the Art of Disney.
Don't sell cameras.
I'm not getting that reference either, but I just let it go.
Again, if you see our cameras and how we take pictures, and they're like amazing pictures, but then you look at these pictures taken...
I think those are painted, though.
Well, some are paintings, some are pictures that I've seen, like, nice and large and handsome photos.
Some posters, but...
That said...
I'm so confused.
If you have a couple of $1,000 to spare, like Tom always does... by all means, go there and check it out, and you'll fall in love with this type of work.
Jason Diffindo.
Well, I couldn't think of what to say for Downtown Disney, so my answer for this one is any store except the World of Disney.
Thank you.
Because that store, I, you know, I would not even step foot in that store if it wasn't for sometimes, like, when you buy $40, you can get a really nice blanket or watch or something.
What's great is, for me, I don't have to do that anymore because the World of Disney store in New York gets the same, just about the same promotional item, so keeps me out of there.
That's, they want you to think that, like, that's your one-stop shopping for anything, but realistically, anything they sell there, they sell in many other shops across property.
Mouse that, Gear has everything they have in there and more.
That store is just a mess. The,
that
the
store
World
is
of
a mess. It's it is, crowded. It's... You can get lost in there.
I've gotten lost
in there. Find something.
And they really ruined that store when they made the Princess and...
Yeah, because yeah, now it's a disaster.
I think, you know, I think the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is a great idea, but what they did, they really ruined the diversity of that store. When they...
That whole section used to be like that huge, that whole back section, it's all like Hannah Montana High School Musical now.
Oh my
used
god.
Used to be the house where Alice in Wonderland, the rabbit's house, and her legs stuck out of the windows. Awesome. They had all that, like, you know, just cool merchandise there, and now it's just all junk.
And I said I was going to have a rant, and I have to say, for the first three or four years that store was around.
You're not allowed to rant until I'm done.
I'm going to rant in the middle of your thing.
Oh, all right. As long as I get to come back, that's fine.
Yeah, it's a double rant.
Okay. A double rant. The first 4 years, Jason, you'll probably agree with me. The first few years, that store was fantastic.
Yes.
You could really find a lot of stuff in there. But in the last 6 or 7 years, that store has been horrible, and I think Mouse Gear has everything in there and more.
Yeah.
Well, Mouse Gear is pretty large, too. I get lost.
Mouse Gear is very big. It's not as big, but I think they have much more. And if you're looking to buy adult shirts, they've actually cut down a lot of the selection in World of Disney, so Mouse Gear is probably the best place to go. Yep.
There's a lot of kids stuff there. No.
It really is a lot of kids stuff in that store than anything now, absolutely.
Like I said, they want you to think you can find everything there, but it's, you know, the store is a mess. It's always so crowded that it's hard to even move in there.
Yeah, you bump into everybody.
It's not an enjoyable shopping experience.
No,
it is not.
Exactly. And then you
can
get lost.
Unless you get there right when it opens.
The problem is, like, you can walk through the store and, like, look for something, and then you see something you like, and you think, well, I'll come back. Mm-hmm. And then...
You can't find it.
You have no idea where you saw it.
Yeah, because the store is so large. And
I actually got lost in there the first time we ever went shopping there was me and my parents. And I think the three of us could not find each other for about an hour.
No, I couldn't. I can never find my parents there.
That happens
it's
all the time.
Itself.
I'm actually going to say, for lack of a better option, the little store over on the west side that sells magnets.
Magnetron.
That's an awesome store.
There you go.
All right, I'm going to have to... Did Luke go yet? Were we able to hear Luke this time? Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Luke, you're trying to ask a question.
Yeah, when did the World of Disney open?
96, 7?
When?
You caught me off guard with this one.
I'll tell you right now.
Late 90s. 96 or 97. And then they remodeled in 05 or 06. I can't remember. Anyway, I've said my rant about World of Disney. As Jose said, Art of Disney is that and the Days of Christmas, even though it is not as good as the ye olde Christmas shop.
96, by the way.
96, okay.
October 2nd.
Yep. Late 96, I thought so. The Disney Days of Christmas store is very nice, and Art of Disney there is spectacular, and that Art of Disney tends to have stuff in stock a lot longer. And two more recent examples. Matter of fact, last week we talked about the statue, the Nautilus statue that was released for the 35th anniversary. And it actually sold out in a number of locations in the middle of my trip. And I saw it the first day I was there and I said, I'll buy it later in the trip. Let me tell you, that is the cardinal sin of Disney shopping. When you see something you want, you buy it. Don't ever think twice, ever. It's a mistake. That's actually the last place that had those remaining. And actually, I think my last trip in May, I was picking up two new pieces in that Main Street replica set where they make the buildings and Cinderella Castle and all that. And that was the only place that had them in early. So while I don't like the look of that one the best, the Art of Disney in Downtown Disney does get stuff a little bit earlier and still has stuff a little bit longer than the other locations. All right, so I think that has covered all of our favorite stores. I'd like to thank everyone for train wrecking through this segment with me.
And thank you, Tom.
I'd like to thank you for choosing this discussion. It was a lot of fun.
Sponsored by Simmons.
It's time to see what's going on around the WDWNT family of websites and make some town square talk. To fill you in on all of this week's announcements, please welcome Mayor Justin Heyman.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Town Square Talk. We're bringing you all the news from around the WDWNT network. I am the Mayor Justin Heyman here. And joining me today, as always, from Disneyland News Today, Luke Manning.
You know, we can never introduce you without saying the mayor now, can we?
You know, Luke, it took you forever to come up with that line as you were saying it.
Did it? Okay, that's interesting.
You know, contractually obligated Tom Corliss, everyone. Calling you the mayor.
What a disaster.
Let's continue.
As you can now tell, Governor Tom Corliss...
I am the governator.
Wait, if he's the governor and you're the mayor, then what am I?
I'm chief financial officer.
You're the beggar behind the corner.
No, that's John.
We'll get to that.
Moving along, our technical director, Jose Castillo.
Good evening.
All right. So, that being said, Luke, what's happening over at WDWN2?
All right, well, after a slight... issue with the N-tube.
Weapons malfunction.
Yes. We do have a few videos to go over that we have put up. We have, first off, from me, we have the Disneyland monorail, the Mark 7 monorail red, from the Tomorrowland station to the Downtown Disney station, which is available in both WMV, not WDWNT format.
Thanks, everyone will know that, because that was the first version of this segment we tried to record. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it.
And it's also available in iPod format. Next up, we have a Halloween Time 2008 at the Disneyland Resort wrap-up, which is available in both WMV format and iPod format. The video includes just a little roundup of the festivities for this year. It's got a few clips from Haunted Mansion Holiday, Big Thunder Ranch, various decorations from around Disneyland, Disney's California Adventure, and the resort as a whole, as well as Candy Corn Acres over at Disney's California Adventure. Next up, we have a few videos from Mr. Jose Herbert. Look, Herbert!
What is this, bear?
Actually, Luke, these are actually videos that were available as vidcasts through the WDW News Today podcast feed.
Yes, these are a few of the older ones, so we've put them back up on the NTube for those of you who haven't seen them to be able to download them, although they are still available on the podcast feeds.
Well, this will mostly apply to those of you listening to this segment on the Disneyland News Today podcast and are not subscribed to the WDW News Today podcast, because otherwise you can get these right through that fantastic iTunes or regular feed.
Although some people don't like to use iTunes, like Mr. Jason Diffendahl.
That's true. So if not, you could go now to the EndTube and get these videos.
Yep. So the first video is, which I believe was a Jose Ebert exclusive, the reason he came to the site. It was a video of the Spaceship Earth soft opening back on the 8th of December 2007.
That's when I met Jose, yeah. So that was kind of the beginning. That was our first real exclusive, I would say, here. That we were the first to have a video of the new Spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm. As we were the first to have a video of Toy Story Midway Mania.
Absolutely.
The next video is of the updated Fantasia shop over at Disney's Contemporary Resort.
That's from when it first opened, so that's even before the sign was up on there.
And then we have three videos which are pretty much just construction updates. The first one covers updates from the Contemporary Resort and the Animal Kingdom Villas, and that was on the 9th of December 2007.
Yeah, so you can really get a great look at how a few months ago that project looked. It's a great trip back through time.
Then we have Hollywood Studios and More, which covers work on the Earful Tower at Disney's Hollywood Studios, the DVC wing at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, the new wing at the North Wing, which is now known as Baylake Tower at Disney's Contemporary Resort, and the progress on the lobby at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort as of January 25th, 2008.
Which is, believe it or not, still not done.
And the final video from Jose Ebert is a Hollywood Studios exclusive update from February 17th, 2008. And this covers the Earful Tower, Toy Story Midway Mania constructions, and various other items from Disney's Hollywood Studios. And I just want to let everyone know that the Jose Ebert videos are in M4V format. And I believe they won't play on iPods, because I tried it on my iPod and they won't work. So you'll have to play that via your computer.
Yeah, they may not.
The final video, we had it down for a while, but we did manage to get it back up, and it's a video in a series that we're trying to establish here on the WDWN2, which is Tom and Jason Diffendahl on Spaceship Earth. So you can hear the amazingly hilarious comments that Tom and Jason come up with while riding the new version of Spaceship Earth. Will we take a bus?
That was down for like a day, and you've managed to mention it. But yes, I'm glad you said that, because actually we're going to start a series of that. That video was so well received that we decided to do a comedy series of, it's called Tom and Jason Do Attractions, and Spaceship Earth was sort of the test, I guess you could say, in that sense. And while we were recently down at Walt Disney World, we have two more on the way, Pirates of the Caribbean and Soarin', and I don't know when those are going to be coming, but eventually you're going to get to see those two, and those two, I think, live up to the grandeur that was the first one.
And if you haven't seen these videos, they'll be back online soon, hopefully. And they're very funny ones of Tom, Jason, and Adam on Primeval World and Dinosaur. Those two are also very hilarious videos from the Wild Decade event from WDW Celebrations this past April.
For the 10th anniversary of Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that all the videos? Well,
that's all the videos.
That's all the videos. Yeah.
That's all the videos for now, but we will have many more up later.
And the reason is because we'll be talking a little bit about it later, but again, for all those videos, go to WDWNTUBE.com.
Thank you, Luke. Moving along, we have a very exciting announcement about our WDW News Today community forums. As always, we strive to bring you guys new features and make our websites more accessible to you no matter where you are. Jose, what have we done over at the community forums?
Well, Justin, we do have some exciting news for all our mobile followers and viewers. You can now view our official community forums on your cell phone, iPhone, iPod, Windows mobile device, etc., whatever you want on, because we have converted our forums mobile, meaning you'll see a condensed version of the site with mostly all the same features. Excluding all like the images, so the website does load faster. You can still see the photo albums for users on there. I think there is. I found out there is a feat. There's a way if you go into the control panel to disable that on mobile. So if you want it to load a lot quicker, you can. All this is done automatically the second you visit the forums, www.wddwnewstoday.com/forums, through
so
your...
So to my understanding, no matter what mobile device you have, as soon as you put in the URL for the community forums, you're going to get whatever version is going to work on your device.
Exactly, and it's pretty awesome. It loads a lot quicker for people who are on the go and need to check out what's happening. And we're looking on other ways to improve that and add more features to that system so you get the full experience on your mobile device.
Just a word of caution for any of our users who are not accessing the site on their mobile device. Please do not set your theme to the mobile theme. You will be stuck in it until you clear your browser's cache. So if you do accidentally switch over to the mobile theme on your desktop or your laptop, please clear your browser cache.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Of course that happened to Luke, because Luke doesn't listen to anybody.
Don't you mean caches?
Clear your cache.
Clear cookies and caches.
Okay, now that the penguin has spoken.
All right. Well, thank you, Jose, for putting that together for us. And Tom, what's happening with WWNT Interactive and the rest of our family?
Well, our family is rather dysfunctional, but we'll get to that later. Of course, with WDWNT Interactive, of course, the WDW News Today podcast is the only truly fully interactive Disney fan podcast on the internet, because we let you choose pretty much all the segments. And right now you can vote for on the WDW News Today community forums, of course, under WDWNT Interactive. You can vote for what you want to hear next in our popular Back to the Future Walt Disney World History segment. At the moment, we're getting ready for our Halloween show, which is going to be episode number 65. So we have four scary attractions up for voting right now, as you can imagine, since it's in the voting. The Haunted Mansion at the Magic Kingdom is winning, but you can change that. There's three very good contenders right behind it. Snow White's Scary Adventures at the Magic Kingdom, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and Dinosaur / Countdown to Extinction at Disney's Animal Kingdom. So if you don't want to hear Haunted Mansion for some reason, go over there and vote, and you could change the course of that show. Also, we've added two new interesting sections under WWNT Interactive. First of all, we will once again be playing Where in the World is Tom Corliss, our newest game show. This time it's going to be with listeners. So if you want to come on here, compete in that game for fabulous prizes, you can go on there and sign up. Or also in that section, a really cool idea we had is we'll take suggestions for different locations and at random use them sparingly in different Where in the World is Tom Corliss games. That way people just won't look on there and think, well, these are all the locations for the next game and try and cheat. But yeah, we'll take one or two maybe each time and we'll credit you with your forum name for having use. If you don't want to participate by playing the game, you could still be a part of it. Because as I've said before, the WW News Today podcast is really your show. And finally, coming soon, actually in the next few days, or maybe even by the time this segment is released, I'm actually recording this segment a little early because I'll be at John Rick's pin trading event in New Jersey. Was I supposed to say that? I don't know. Anyway.
Go Jersey.
Go Jersey? You live in
Go Jersey,
don't you? I could smell you from here. Anyway. This is a train wreck as usual. The last segment, our newest segment, which we played around with a few weeks ago with the Tables in Wonderland concept. What were they thinking? Where we're going to take a look at why Walt Disney World management has made some of the maneuvers they have over the last few years or even beyond. And we'll have up voting on that very soon or maybe even right now. So go over to that section and check that out. And now, on to the more pressing issues of the WDWNT network. As most of you are aware, John Crigliano is no longer with us at the moment. I don't want to bore you with the details yet again if you really want to know why. It's been up on WDW News Today for about a week, and all the other members of the network, so you could go and read it right there. But in more exciting news, we're very happy to welcome Matt Paul, who also used to work for Mouse Times, did some fantastic video work there. He's going to be bringing his videos over to the WDWNTube website, as well as taking new videos, obviously, as we move on and From what I've seen so far from Matt, you can expect some pretty spectacular stuff. Matt does produce HD quality videos, so we're going to probably have some HD videos, and we'll probably have them also in a lower quality for those of you who can't support the HD format. So whether you have the technology or you're still a little bit behind, sadly, you're going to be able to enjoy those videos, and that's a very exciting concept. And again, we want to welcome Matt to the staff, and I'm really excited for the future of the NTube video site with the addition of Matt. And also, Matt's going to be taking photo updates whenever he heads over to Walt Disney World. So, again, great new content coming to WW News Today. As we told you since day one, we're going to continue to grow and change, and the growing just keeps on coming.
All right. Well, that should wrap it up for this edition of Town Square Talk. As always, visit our entire network of websites at wdwnt.com and click on the website of your choice. If you have any feedback for us, if there's anything that we can do for you as we transition things on the NTube, feel free to log on to the community forums at wdwnewstoday.com/forums.
And, of course, and everywhere in the forums you could pretty much get in contact with whoever and whatever department you're looking for. Of course, there's a section for the NTube video site. There's a section for the News Today podcast, both Walt Disney World and Disneyland, the Disney Pincast, all of those. So that's the best way to get in contact with us. And Justin, I'm going to say it here and interrupt you further, that if you'd really like to contact us with any questions, suggestions, comments, concerns, as I always say at the end of the show, drop us an email at wdwnewstoday@gmail.com or call the voicemail number at 206-666-2982.
All right. Well, once again, that should wrap it up for this edition of Town Square Talk. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Well, it looks like that's going to do it for episode number 64 of the WDW News Today podcast. As always, I want to thank you for listening. You make this show possible and worth doing every single week. I'd also like to thank all the people that helped me out putting together this week's show. Couldn't have done it without you. And this now means it's time for the big finish, giving you all you need to know for the coming week. First of all, to contact us here at the show with any questions, suggestions, comments, concerns, anything at all, you can leave us an email at wdwnewstoday@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail message at 206-666-2982. And who knows, we may play your voicemail right here at the end of the show. Of course, don't forget to check out the entire WDWNT network of websites. Of course, including wdwnewstoday.com, disneylandnewstoday.com, the WDW News Today community forums, the Disney Pincast, the WDWN Tube, and, of course, the Your Ear to the World podcast. And all of those can be accessed by going to wdwnt.com. And we hope you'll enjoy multiple facets of our entire network. They're there for your enjoyment. Of course, coming up on next week's show, episode 65, we're creeping closer to Halloween. So we're going to have news and rumors. Going to get back to that news and rumor report. We're going to have Back to the Future with a haunted theme. And you can still vote for one of four haunted attractions by going to the WDW News Today community forums and voting, and also a few very special Halloween surprises. All that and more will be waiting for you next week right here on the WDW News Today podcast. Should be a lot of fun. And with that, I think we are all done here. So it's now time for the corniest catchphrase in all of podcasting. That's going to do it for this week. See you all next week. See ya real soon.
Thanks for listening to the WDW News Today podcast. Be sure to listen again next week as we continue to bridge the gap between you and the world. This is Brian Summers saying good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.